understand there's a lot of Torah that's being learned in this room, Baruch Hashem. You have a big schus to have such a Rebbe and to have such dibuch haverim and learning. Kanayin Ahar, it's a big chavre. There's an Indian that I want to learn with you. Really, it's a 3-4 hour Indian. I'm going to try to do that in around 26, 27 minutes, not so pashut. It touches upon many, many things, but that's all we're going to be able to do, is to just touch a little bit of the edge of a much bigger Indian. We're going to enter into the world of two very great Kahanim who Hashem sent into our lives in the last century. Reb Tzadok HaKohen from Lublin and Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, Zechron Levracha. A lot of their teachings cross. There are many, many Torahs that they shared, even though they never met, they never spoke. There is evidence that towards the end of his life that Rav Kook did see some of the writings of Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok was Nifter in 1900. The Kohen was Nifter. Rav Kook was Nifter in 1935. So there were some writings that were already available. Let's learn. Everybody knows that the Machloikis B'Sham Bez Hillel with Chanukah regarding the Din, the Hiddur of the Mitzvahs near Chanukah, everybody knows that the Machloikis that defines what Chanukah is. Because if it came down already from the Rishonim that Chanukah is the Rosh Tevis Ches Neiris V'Halachah Bez Hillel, it means that the Machloikis B'Sham Bez Hillel regarding the Seder of the Hadlakah is essential to the definition of what Chanukah is. It's not a vart. It's not a machloikis in Hilchas Chanukah. It's the mohus of Chanukah is contained within that machloikis of meisav ha'ilach, of peiches ha'ilach, of adding or of decreasing. The first night, one candle moving to 8, Besilul, or 8 going down to 1, Beshamai. And both Rav Kook and the Kohen from Lublin teach that there are two ways of looking at history. There are two ways of understanding the direction of history. Just as there are two ways of looking at the direction of the candles from 1 to 8 or from 8 to 1. The Gemara in Shabbos that everybody knows from the time that we're children, the Gemara in Shabbos Kufyud Beis and Rishonim Kemalochim Onu Kubnei Adam. If we could say that the Rishonim are like angels, then Onu Kubnei Adam, V'im Rishonim Kubnei Adam, Onu Kechamorim, and not any Chamor. And if the Rishonim are like, if the earlier ones are like human beings, then who are we? We're Chamorim. That means that the greatness of Gedolei Yisrael, of Chachmei Yisrael, and the greatness, Mestam of Am Yisrael, is in a state of being Hoyleches Upoicheses. Poiches V'Hoylech is decreasing. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Pnei Moshe ki Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ki Pnei Levana, the Moshe Rabbeinu's face was shining like the sun, and Yeshua was like the moon. It means that by definition, with the distance, with the increasing distance from Har Sinai, the light of that Maimud, the light of Har Sinai, is diminished. Pnei Moshe kepnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua kepnei Levon, Oy lo Isa Busha, lo Isa Chlima. The Gemara says that. Boy Re'esh Leke Doris HaRishonim Doris HaAchrayim, the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says why. But the Doris, the bottom line is, in the common denominator of all these Chazals, and there are many, many more, we just don't have time to go through it carefully. Shaloike Doris HaRishonim Doris HaAchrayim. So according to Beis Shammai, when that single candle of the last night, when that single candle of the final night of Chanukah looks around, the single candle gives a big krach, right? And says, "Oi, Amulas Gevein, what used to be," right? You remember when we used to have so much or? There used to be 8 candles. In the past, we had a lot of light. Oi lo isa busha, oi lo isa chlima. Once upon a time, there was a Vilna Gaon, there was a Baal Shem Tov, there were Rishonim, Tanoim, Amoraim. In short, the last candle feels the pain of Yiridas Hadoiris, Hismatus Hadoiris. Chochmas HaTaira, the quality of Chachmei HaTaira, Umimela, the stature of Am Yisrael has been diminished from 8 to 1. Umi'idach, there's another way of looking at the direction of history. In a way of Moisef Vahalach. That means that over the years, somehow, in a very mysterious way, we see that the world, for the most part, the world has succeeded in climbing out of paganism. And a lot of the insanity that went together with paganism. And even amongst ourselves, I'll give you a very simple example. The conversation that we're having right now was not a conversation that our grandparents were having. Rav Tzaddik and Rav Kook, in a certain way, there are inyonim that you and I are now talking about in the Beis Medrash, in Nigla and in Pnimius, that in the past was only the subject of Yechidei Skula. Only great people, or few and far apart, would have such conversations, such discussions. There are things that are now being translated into English, Svarim that are being translated into English. I remember my father came into my room once when I was around your age, and I mean, they're different ages, but I guess when I was around 18 or 19, I had a pile of Svarim on my tail. My father said, "Oh, no, we never had anything, just one Gemara, that's all we had." I already had Rishonim and Achronim and different things, and then we didn't have this, so everything had to be hard copy. And my father said, "You know, you're going to be a big Amharic like this." That's what he said. "You're going to be a big Amharic." He said, "We had a Gemara, we learned Tosis, Mahashom Haram, back in Hungary. If you learn the Mahasha, you have to understand Tosis. You know that. There are no shortcuts. Not like you have to understand Tosis if you learn the Mahasha." My father said, what do you have a pile of, what all these Svarim you have over here? What are you looking at?" So I start to explain to my father, there's Reb Shimon Shkop, there's another Tali Trump. You understand, there's a lot to do in life. There are many, many beautiful, interesting things to hear. I'm sorry that you didn't have that when you were a kid. There are a lot of good things over here. The emphasis is that there's a certain type of learning and a certain level of learning that if you and I would still be back then, we wouldn't have a Shaykhah still. It was the Torah of a few, very few. So there is a certain process of Moisiv Vahirlich that's taking place. On the page that you have in front of you, look at the bottom piece. Not the top, we'll do the top one in a second. But look at the piece on the bottom. That's from Pri Tzadik, from a Tzadik from Lublin, Pashas Kisav. I have to do everything very quickly. He brings in the name of his Rebbe, that's the Meir Shiloach from Ishbitz, the Ishbitzer. Sheshoma meharebi Rebunim. My Rebbe, the Meir Shiloach, heard from the Rebbe Rebunim from Pshischa. Sheomar, da'af shaham moichis mahadoris mismatin b'chol pam yoiser, even though the intellect, the quality of Meichen, of the mind, of the level of intellect is decreasing. Avol ha'nekuda shebelev, but the point, the essential point of the heart. Now remember, the person who's writing this was an extraordinary genius. I think some of you know about him, something. Avol ha'nekuda shebelev nizdakech, but there's a point, the essential point of the heart is becoming more refined. Nizdakik v'heilich b'chol pam, is moise v'heilich b'chol pam, yoise. V'achachach shamati Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And afterwards I heard from my Rebbe, Shiro hadov mefurish b'kam mekarmis, that the Meshul Ruch saw this in a number of places mefurish. V'ayinu shebedor yosem hazeh, that in our generation, that in many respects, Reb Tzadok was speaking at the end of the 19th century, but the generation is already on such a low level. Ador Yosem, like an orphan, the generation. Kishayesh Belev Eza Ha'ora Amitis, Afilu Ma'at Choshel Fnei Hashem Isbarach, that in our generation, if there is a truth that is revealed to, that becomes known to the heart, that a Jew feels in the heart, Afilu Ma'at, even if it's a little bit, Choshel Fnei Hashem Isbarach, is more significant in God's eyes. Yoisim Mi'or Godel B'deris Rishonim, more than a great light that would have, that was in the earlier generations. Shalafi katnus hamoichin shal hador yosem, that because of the small intellect of our times, nechshav harbe, even a spark of truth, even a spark of feeling, of awareness, of closeness to the Borei Olam, of understanding of Torah, is nechshav harbe, is considered very great. Shemay nesmor b'mokam achim b'feresh apostol ki rabim b'nei shemema, Minei Be'ula, that there's some koach of Rabban that comes out from the Bnei Shemema, from the ones who are in a state of destruction, who are utterly destroyed, Shemema, even more so in a certain way than the Bnei Be'ula. V'chein ha-nimkarim la'avodim l'shvachas, and therefore, in our times, they were on a level of people who have were sold into slavery. Mashnis Karma Hashem Isbarach, if we even remember God, Afilu Ma'at, even a little bit, Choshev Eitzel Hashem Isbarach, Yoyis HaMadregis Gevar Shalachai. It's more Choshev in Hashem's eyes than big Oiris that were in the Doris HaRishonim. Now that statement from the Kohen prepares us to read a piece of Rav Kook's letter. Let's look at it very quickly. Rav Kook's letter inside. This is from the Igros of Rav Kook, the first Chalek, Igeris Shin Lamed Beis. If you have a chance, Mistami, you have access here to get to the Igros, then try to look at the entire letter. We don't have time. First, Lahavis Yedidi Ermes Loi Biktsar Klal Godel Hu. There's a great klal. Sha'af Al Pi Sha'olam Yared Tamid Bi Yerida Achi Yerida. Even though the world is descending, Yerida Achi Yerida, lower and lower. It's only as far as the tzur of the world is concerned. The Hira of Kook doesn't say just as far as the intellect, the level of intellect, but he says mitzad hachitzonius shalai. The externality of the world is getting lower and lower and lower, and that plays itself out obviously in countless ways. Dahein l'sham meisim v'hamidus noiflem, meisim v'hamidus. He says the way human beings are behaving. And in terms of midas and so on, noiflim ve'enem be'erach shel deres harishonim mitzad protius haneshamis. That's the key. Mitzad individual Jews, as far as the protius haneshamis are concerning, the individual Jew feels the brunt of the seder of yiridas haderes, of hismatus haderes, of pnei chama, pnei levana, and less light. That's mitzad. The behavior, and we saw from the Kohen, the level of intellect, and the midas of the individual. Da'ainu koyach haklal, aval mitzad, I'm sorry, aval mitzad ha'pnimiyas. However, mitzad ha'pnimiyas, this is what Reb Tzadok was talking about. Mitzad ha'pnimiyas, da'ainu koyach haklal shoklolus kedushas ha'uma knesses Yisrael. The koyach haklal of kedushas ha'uma knesses Yisrael, the holiness of Am Yisrael as a nation, as a people. Each generation is adding. In other words, it's cumulative. Klal Yisrael is collecting the avoda of all of the earlier generations. What we have now is the sum total of generations of Jews, of great people who are Ovid Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh. Kol dor v'dor moisef al ha'doros harishonim b'nei ha'kedushim mitzterefes. Because the Kedusha of one generation is a mitzaref to the Kedusha of the next generation. Nimshe shakadusha shal miyut toira umaisim toivim shal deris achroinim maisifa or l'sha'ovar gamkein. Therefore, as it was brought down in the swarm of the Kadmonim, then it's true we are like midgets that are standing upon the shoulders of giants. But the cumulative sum total effect is that the Torah that we now have is the Torah that's coming after the Torah of all of those generations and the Mesivus Nefesh of all those generations. Not only that, we're the generation after the Holocaust. It means my grandparents and many of your great-grandparents, I don't know whom, were killed on Kiddush Hashem, who were interrupted in the middle of their Limud HaTorah. And generations of Kiddush Hashem and Limud HaTorah Lishma. All of that's mitztarif. So he says that the mute, even though our generations with little Torah, but it's meisifa or, it's meisifa harlach to the or of the earlier candles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's not just the eighth candle by itself. Va'aveira ein la'peiros v'leitziruf. On the other hand, when it comes to aveiros, aveira, which comes from the side of evil, yispardu kol po'alei oven. The rishus of an early generation is not mitzdarif to the rishus of the next generation. There's no tziruf by ra. Ra by nature is in a state of pirud, of divisiveness and separation. Ra is not mitzdarif. Rishus is not mitzdarif. It's not about tziruf. There's an inyan with that in halacha, but we don't have time for that. Beside yispardu kol po'alei oven. Okay. Klolus ha'uma b'teichi yusa. Therefore, Am Yisrael, the klolus of Am Yisrael. He mileya yoisa or Hashem. Am Yisrael is mileya yoisa or Hashem is more filled with light of Hashem. Mikfi ha'erach shel oven, more than the erach of the past. Elashein hadav nigla la'ayin. But we don't see this clearly with our eyes. Ad boy Mashiach tikenu until Mashiach comes. You know, in a certain way, you do see it. I was thinking about this the other day. Never before in the history of Klal Yisrael have there been such moizdes ha'Torah like you have now. Moizdes of Yiddishkeit. Not just yeshivas, Beis Yaakovs, gemachim, all kinds of moizdes. There have never been so many moizdes ha'Torah like you have now. In other words, as far as institutions are concerned, which are the representation of Am Yisrael as a nation or a community as a community, we've never been as successful. As individuals, we've never been as miserable. The failures of the individuals, it's never been like it's now. Mitzad de protim, prote haneshamas, you read this adoris kfeilach. But mitzad klolius knesses yisrael, which is the cumulative sum total of all the past. But it's not revealed ad boy mashiach tikenu v'mehav yemenu shi'etze mihahechel kansipas and yikavos nafenal. Claimer, mikol hakedushas shebekoich regalu b'poil, that all of the kedusha of the past is accumulating. One candle, two candle, three candle. Maisa v'haylech. Ne'er ishu beisai. It's all accumulating. And all of that is going on through history in a very, very subtle and mysterious way until finally it's going to explode and it's going to be yigol b'poil. It's going to be l'mais. It's going to be revealed. As it says in the Pasuk, v'ro kol basar yachtav ki shem Hashem ki pi Hashem dibe. V'ro kol basar yachtav, that will become obvious and clear to everybody, ki pi Hashem dibir, that Hashem was speaking to us and working through us in a very mysterious way through all these long years of galus. Val came therefore bizman shahi rochi miagula, and therefore listen. He says, Rav Kook says an amazing thing here. Really, I'm sorry for rushing it, but if you have a chance, savor it later. He says bizman shahi rochi miagula, back in earlier years when we were still far away from redemption, when it was very far from Gula, when the world was further away from redemption, from Mashiach, the Ra of those years was a Ra that was mislabish, that became enclosed in what? Mamash Avodah Zarah, in Kishuf, and witchcraft, and sorcery, all kinds of klipas. Which means what? Bemunos Ro'os B'Poel, Kamar Avodah Zarah V'Kishuf. In other words, their Emunos were Emunos Ro'os. It was they believed in things that were anti-God, the antithesis of Elokus. And they believed in those things. You don't have people like that really now. Even our modern-day apikorsim are not very geshmak. You understand. And even in Europe before the war, they were geshmak apikorsim. They were geshmak apikorsim. It means they believed in apikorsis. There's a friend of mine that he wanted, years ago, 30 years ago, he wanted to take some classes in Queen's College in philosophy. And he was afraid because he thought, philosophy, you know, Aristotle, Plato. So he went to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he asked Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said, hide this man garnish. Doesn't mean anything. Nobody takes this stuff seriously. You go to Queen's College, you could read. You want to take, in other words, you have a Yetzirah for Aristotle, Plato. So he said, don't quote me, which of course he did. He went right on top of all of the guys. Rabbi Yaakov said, don't quote me. He said two things. Don't quote me. And if you have a Shaila in this Indian, do me a favor, ask Rabbi Yosher Beer, don't ask me. That's what he said. Ask Rosal Vachek, don't ask me. I don't know this stuff. That's what he said. But they, in those days, they had a geschmack after curse. You understand? There was really good stuff back then. I mean, good stuff. I mean, bad stuff. But they had, it was a munis. They had a munis rose. Nobody has a munis rose now. People just want to have a good time. It's not a munis rose. You know, you see somebody that says he's a kofer. You get any of these Israelis that they see, he's the biggest chiloni in the world. You know, when you sit down with him in the taxi, you talk to him, he's a big mammon. You start to get a little bit embarrassed. You feel he's a bigger mammon than you are sometimes. You just have to be in the taxi alone with the guy. Minus higam ken emuna roth. There was a time when it was further from the gula, they had minus, mamish minus. Emuna roth tam sisa hayoyse roth shalav adazara. Heresy and apikarsis kshehi boilas eis a nefesh evevesi oyse bimitzudim, and it would surround, it would take hold of a Jew, and it would suck out. And my tzitzis says dama chaim aruchniim shem nishmoso. That was in the old days. It would suck out the whole Yiddishkeit of a Jew. The minus the apikarsis. Beside shemomis biadat. Shemomis be, the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says he wrote it by heart. It says Shemomis be yadayim tesapes, he beheichle melech. It's a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Lamed, pasuk Chav Ches, and it means that the lizard climbs up with her hands, and she is in the king's palaces. That a disgusting little lizard of apikarsis, it had a way of getting into the king's palaces. Rav Kook is using that to say that in the old days, the lizard of apikarsis, I mean, was able to climb into the brain of a Jew and make him into mamish, and to suck out his Yiddishkeit, to take away from him his whole amunah. That was in the old days, when he was still far away from Mashiach. Aval bizman hakarv l'gula, but now that we're close to Mashiach, ein karech l'klipa l'hamtzi amunas roz. They don't have, the Klipa doesn't have such, the Rav doesn't have such a karech to come up with these amunas roz. Kim lahaklish chasasholmas or amunah b'leva chaloshim. Just by certain Jews that are nebuch weak, it has the ability to dim a little bit the karech of amunah. V'chalisha zu avapisha nilkodem ba chayshim shehi kvir. Even when you're in that, even the people who are like that, who got caught by that, they think that they're kaifrim. They think that they're mamish, like old-fashioned kaifrim. They think that they're caught up in heresy and they can never get out of this. They're not real apikarsim. But everybody now, these chilonim in Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole thing called hasbara, right? And you know, there are Jews that they now are using the media, they're using television, different things to try to reach the chilonim. It's just a matter of reaching these people. And when you reach them and you explain to them v'ha'oros ha'seichel v'ha'regesh, with seichel and with emotion, with warmth, okay, miyad shemi'ir lehem derech Hashem, as soon as you show the light of the derech Hashem to these Jews, al pidarchei seichel yosher v'ha'agoshes toivus, seichel yosher, intelligent, rational, and ha'agoshes toivus, with good, solid feelings and emotions, ha'olech ha'or u'meyir aleihem, the light increases and shines upon them, b'soifam lachzal amutav, and they'll come back. They're ready to come back. V'mshove pesha b'yakov v'aleim yovay l'tzion gol. Fine. Aken aleinu liyaz betuchim v'chazdei Hashem. Therefore, of course, says we have to trust in chazdei Hashem. Hazoyche chazdei ovis lahavi gulav neivanim. That Hashem is going to bring the ghoul, even though we look around and you see the world is getting less and less and less, Beishamai, darker and darker and darker. Parchis Vaharloch is getting further and further away from Har Sinai, and the Yeridus Adaris, ever since we're kids, we have a million Shirim, Yeridus Adaris, we're nothing, we're nothing, we're nothing, we're nothing, we're nothing. This generation has nothing, no Shaykhis to what was before. We have to trust in Chazdei Hashem. Hazoyche Chazdei Ovis Lahavi Gulav Neibonim. Shekol Beneinu, Achani Dochim Vaha'ovdim. All of our children. Even those who are far away and they look like they're lost, if you admire a sign according to what we see with our eyes, they're off the derech and so on. Yuli Mude Hashem, they too will study the Torah Hashem. Vakosuv Oimer, and it says in Pasuk, Uvamerchakim Yiskeruni Vachoyu, as Bnei Yimishovu, and they shall remember in far off countries, and they shall live with their children, and they shall return to me, Hashem says. From far off places. It doesn't mean geographically far off. You can live by the coastal and you're far away, but they'll come back to me. Kerasha behem einenu kim chitzoini. The ra is only on the outside. Ubetoichus and neshama called toiv and kodesh. The toichus and neshama toiv and kodesh. Therefore, you see, even by these Jews that they call themselves atheists, they have all kinds of machshavas of yoshev and tzaddik. They want to make the world better. They build hospitals. They want to do all kinds of nice things. They want to save other Jews. They want to, it's whatever it is they want. They love it. They love Israel. They want to do something. They're good people. Even though they're terribly mistaken in the way they're living. Because they're lost. Nevertheless, many of them are dveikim, are attached to the Jewish people. And they're proud to be called Jews. We're going to drive around neighborhoods now. You're going to see that there are electric menorahs, but they want to say, I'm Jewish. Everybody else has trees and reindeers. They say, I'm Jewish. I want to be a Jew. And they're proud that they're Jews. They don't even know what it means to be a Jew. Even though Jews are trying to imitate the nationalism of the nations of the world, that everybody's proud of their countries and so on. The shurish amida of Esav is poison. That's what it is by the Umas Oilam. The shurish is al kodesh v'toiv, muchen letzedek v'yesh. And therefore, we don't have time. Just the last paragraph. I'll call upon him. Hen in the al mishmarati. The question. This was addressed to him by one of the great guardians of the generation, and he had an ongoing thing with the Ritbaz regarding his activities, Rav Kook's activities, to try to be makariv people, and to go out to all the Jews that were by the kibbutzim and the yeshuvim, and to try to be makariv. He says, hen in the, and the Ritbaz felt it was a disgrace for Torah, and he says, hen in the al mishmarati amoyd lekariv v'loy lerachik. I stand by my way. To be makarv and not to be merachik. Ulakarv afilu es amruchokim bezera, even those who are furthest away. Mizayistia kol megamas tefilas ksharei Yisrael. This should be the tefilah of all those who are kosher Jews. Lakasher is kol nishmeis am Hashem lemakar ham legalis arak kedusha atom nevem, to reveal the kedusha that's hidden inside each and every Jew. So just give me another. I have another minute. I don't know a minute. Be Michael. Another minute. So the machloek is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How do we look at ourselves? How do we look at the world? And really, what Chanukah was the essence of Chanukah? Is the world being hoylech, moisif hoylech, that it's in a certain way, in a very deep, mysterious way, that it's becoming greater and greater? So Beis Shammai says no. Beis Shammai looks at the Metzias, and the Metzias that we see before our eyes, bepoal, Lamaris Ha'ai, in the Metzias that we see is a Metzias that used to be the other Marishan sat in Gan Eden, and there were the Ovis, the Nibos, there was Maimon HaSinai, and there was the Chassam Soif and the Gro, and the Tzaddikim and so on from early generations. The Metzias that we see, Lamaris Ha'ai, is Parchasim V'Holchem. As far as our Midas and our behavior, we see that it's a Metzias of Parchasim V'Holchem, and we're further and further away from the Hizgalus of Elukus, that revelation of Elukus that took place on HaSinai way back then. And therefore, Beis Shammai says we begin with 8 candles, we go down to 1 candle. On the other hand, Beis Hillel looks at the world as evolving, as developing. What Reb Tzadok called that the Nekudah Shebelev Nizdakek V'Holech B'Chol Pam, the Nekudah Shebelev, that in a very deep and mysterious way, if we look beyond what Rav Kook was saying, if we look beyond the Metzias that we see with our eyes, and we try to look at the Nekudah Shelev of Am Yisrael now, and what's happening with Limud HaTorah now, and what's happening with the Bikush, with the Chipus, with the longing, with the unbelievable need that Jews have more and more, that Bechlal, the whole world has more and more, to connect to something that transcends this world, that's higher, that's Me'al Me'ever, this world. To just take a look and see how Soides HaTorah, and I'm getting nervous. Somebody gave me, I was here last year to talk to some Chevron, and somebody gave me the Nefesh HaChaim in English. I never would have, when I was a kid, if someone said the Nefesh HaChaim is going to be in English, what's that? Whoever learns Nefesh HaChaim should be able to read it in Lashon HaKodesh. Why? And anyway, how do you translate Nefesh HaChaim to English? So I don't know. They're going to have a Shagis Ayah, it's going to be in English. I don't know what's coming up. I don't know. But that the deepest teachings of Torah are becoming known, and that even Amaratzim like us, regular people, that were able to talk in sugyas and in lomdas and so on, that earlier generations, regular people couldn't. There were yichidei school, but regular people, no shaykhis. So Beis Hillel says that in that respect, the Ner Chanukah is the light of Am Yisrael in Pnimius. That's Moisef V'Harlach. That's Moisef V'Harlach. That's becoming stronger and stronger. So on the one hand, you and I feel like we're left holding one candle, like the last candle, and everything that was before us is gone, and we have nothing except one tiny little candle. On the other hand, Mitzad, the way that Beis Hillel looked, Hillel is the Rosh Tevis, Hayroifei L'Shvei Leiv, is the Rosh Tevis Hillel. The Sofer Tevis of Shammai is Lo Yish Dvarim Anoichi. The Rosh Tevis of Hillel is Hayroifei L'Shvei Leiv. And the Hayroifei L'Shvei Leiv, not Sechelila about Shammai, Shammai's perspectives of the Metzias, and ultimately what that Metzias will be. But the Metzias right now is Parichas V'Harlech. And Beis Hillel's way of looking at reality was different. It was Moisef V'Harlech. Therefore, what we could take out, what simple people like us could take out from Chanukah, just on one, just at a very, very basic level, is I told over a mice, I don't know if it was here or I said in the shul, I don't remember, but there was a, when the Belzer Rebbe, Shusin Rabbi Arla, you know, he was a big, big Kaddish. When Rabbi Arla came to Eretz Yisrael, he survived the war, there were Nisim and Neflos, how Rabbi Arla Belzer got out from Europe. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he lived in Tel Aviv. A lot of Rebbes lived in Tel Aviv in those days. He lived in Tel Aviv. They asked him different times why he lived in Tel Aviv. He said he liked it. There was never any other Zara in Tel Aviv. There was never a church here or anything. He stayed in Tel Aviv. The Chassidim were always asking him to come to Yerushalayim. And he held that for a long time, in Tel Aviv. That was his main place. Shabbos, he would go to Yerushalayim. And sometimes. So one time, Rabbi Arla Belzer was taking a walk on Shabbos. And he was walking with his gabbai. And everywhere, Rabbi Arla Belzer, and he always had his eyes on the... He was a big Kaddish. So Rabbi Arla Belzer is walking, and it was a hot summer day in Tel Aviv. And everybody who's passing Rabbi Arla Belzer says to him, Shabbat Shalom, Rebbe, Shabbat Shalom. Good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. And everybody, Shabbat Shalom, the Rebbe says, good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, good Shabbos. And he hears that the Gabbai is mumbling under his breath, and he says, Agoyim Shkotzim. The Gabbai said, he shouldn't have said that. Or if he said, he shouldn't have said it next to the Rebbe. He said, Goyim Shkotzim. So Arla Belzer started to shake when he heard that, and he said, we have to go back, and he went back. It says in the Sefer Lechem that it took him 2 weeks to come back to himself, Rabbi Arla Belzer, from hearing that. And after 2 weeks, he said to the Gabbai, he said, you said Shkotzim and Goyim on these people. Don't you see everyone says Shabbat Shalom? Everyone says Good Shabbos. What do you think? Rabbi Arla Belzer said, when the Shofar of Mashiach is going to be blown, I'm telling you, Rabbi Arla says, when the Shofar is going to be blown, each and every one of these Shkotzim and Goyim that you're talking about in Tel Aviv is going to throw off the costume, the Purim, the mask, and he's going to say, Hineini, Ich bin du, I am here, I'm yours. Each and every one is going to say, I am completely yours. Don't you ever talk like that about Jews. Don't you ever say things about Jews like that. You're looking at the world completely as being Parchas V'Harlech. A Yid has to see Moisef V'Harlech. Ches Yom, Ches Neres, V'Harlech Kebeis Hill. We should be Zarechim et Hashem to see it in other Jews, to see it in ourselves, to feel that aura in our learning, to feel that aura in our Avodas Hashem. And that schus will be Zarechim for the time when Kadosh Baruch Hu will finally bring us to that place where Beis Shammai and Beis Hill will be able to be together. By Richas Nel Ven Yishai Mishichenu with Glashna Ramitis, maybe I'm in our main room. Shkoyim.